Okay, so today we're taking a look at the Living Waters website, right? This Ocean Duran person.
Yeah.
And wow, so much stuff going on there. Like, not just blog posts. We've got news, quizzes.
Right. It's a lot.
Really makes you wonder what we're getting into.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like peeking into someone's, like, thought process in action. And yeah, that variety is striking. You don't see that too often.
Definitely. And the more you look, you start to notice, okay, there's some themes here, spirituality, for sure. But then also this like fascination with sound and how it connects to language. Then you get to some pretty heavy stuff like metaphysical concepts. And then tying that all into this dance and artistic expression, even some ontology and etymology sprinkled in. It's wild.
I'm with you. And it really makes you think, what's the like the big idea holding it all together? That Living Waters thing itself, I think, is key.
Yeah, it's everywhere on the site. It's got to be important. And another thing, this isn't just some like abandoned project. They've got a Google Calendar integration. Someone's actively working on this.
Oh, for sure. This isn't a like finished statement. It feels more like a, you know, work in progress, a journey they're taking us on. Those categories and tags, the faith, the creation, choreography, it's like a roadmap of what this person's really interested in.
All right, so let's dive in. This whole power of sound and language thing. Around February 1st, there's a bunch of posts all around that time. The power of sound, how frequencies shape our understanding. We've got the connection between language and spirituality. There's the science behind spoken words and their energetic vibration. Even just like sound of languages.
Wow. Yeah. You don't just accidentally post all that at once. Seems like they were really focused on that connection.
And it's interesting, right? Because you've got the real concrete stuff like sound waves, frequencies, how we actually speak. But then they're linking it to these really big, intangible ideas about how we understand the world, about spirituality.
It's more than just a metaphor they're going for sure.
That title, The Science Behind Spoken Words and Their Energetic Vibration, that's pretty out there, you know? It's like they're saying words aren't just tools for communication. They actually have some kind of like energy, a vibe to them.
Yeah, I see that. It's where the science and the, I don't know, the mystical kind of blend together.
Right. And if we're interpreting this correctly, maybe what they're getting at is that language doesn't just carry meaning. It actually shapes our reality, like through those vibrations.
Interesting. Yeah. Makes you think about how we use language, doesn't it?
Definitely. So moving on, another big theme, metaphysical and spiritual stuff. We see embracing a metaphysical lifestyle, the choreography of Living Waters by Ocean Duran and The Upper Waters, a reflection on divine wisdom and mindful living, both from January 19th.
Okay, so now we're getting into the woo-woo a bit more. But even here, Living Waters is right there tied to choreography.
Exactly. So maybe for them, living a metaphysical life means like moving through the world with intention, like a dancer. Mm-hmm. It's deliberate, maybe even artistic.
Yeah, like life is performance art almost.
And then there's the Ocean's Call, discovering each to its own kind in biblical teachings, also January 19th. This feels like spirituality, but with like categories, almost like a spiritual ontology or something.
Okay, yeah, I get that. Like how those teachings don't just guide you, but they also sort of define what exists, spiritually speaking.
Right. And this one really got me, realigning my spiritual focus. Lessons learned outside of astrological influence, same date. It seems like they're deliberately moving away from traditional frameworks for spirituality.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, I'm going to find my own way. Thanks.
So let's shift gears. How does Living Waters link to art, specifically dance? We have Transforming Spaces with Ocean Duran, The Significance of Living Waters and Dance. And that other one we mentioned, Embracing a Metaphysical Lifestyle, The Choreography of Living Waters by Ocean Duran. Both from January 19th.
Okay, so here we go. This abstract idea, Living Waters, becoming something tangible through dance. It's like their body is the instrument for expressing these concepts.
And the whole transforming spaces thing. There's a definite connection between the physical and the, well, the non-physical happening there.
Yeah, the website, it's almost a set of instructions for a way of life. And dance is the language of those instructions.
Like choreography of Living Waters, right?
Yeah.
Very intentional, like composing a dance, but for your whole life.
It makes you think about how we move through the world, doesn't it?
Big time. Okay, on something a bit different. Duran seems really into ontology and etymology. There's that title, Unlocking Creative Texts and Ontological Etymology Guide, and then a category, Ocean's Ontology 101. And this seems to be a recent focus, showing up in news items from March 18th.
Oh yeah, it's some heady stuff. Ontological etymology. Basically, it's not just about like where words come from. It's about how those origins reveal something deeper about the ideas behind the words.
So you're not just looking up a definition. You're trying to understand the essence of the concept through the history of its name.
It's using language as a tool to understand, like, the fundamental nature of reality, you know?
And all this isn't brand new for Duran. The website goes way back. There's Genesis with videos from 2007. Then these really out there titles from 2010 and 2011, like Ocean Remixed Up Polariture and Evolution. The style feels so different.
You can almost see, like, their evolution as a thinker. You know, the way they use language changes over time.
And here's where it gets fun. They even have quizzes from 2009, like, which Bible story am I quiz? Which planet am I quiz? Even which Greek god goddess am I quiz?
Uh-huh. So it's not all serious philosophy all the time, right? There's this playful side, too.
Totally. And it shows they were thinking about archetypes even back then, how those stories connect to us.
Yeah, how we see ourselves in them. I like that.
And there's mentions of a running blog and a new blog from January this year. Different formats, still experimenting.
Yeah, it's not just one way of communicating. It's about finding the right tool for the job, you know?
Totally. Now, you see some recurring elements, Ocean Remix, Inspired, popping up all over. Feels like personal branding.
It's like a trademark, yeah. Tying everything together under their own unique label.
Then there are multiple authors listed. Adwin, Duran Pinamonte, even Overfer, Ocean Duran, Choreographer to Second, the Topu Plus at Ars. Collaboration. Different personas.
Maybe it's different sides of the same person. Or maybe they work with others who share their interests. It's kind of mysterious, really.
And we can't forget the tagline, don't play a hate, participate.
Calls to action. Wants to build a community around this stuff.
Yeah. And I think they've succeeded. This Living Waters website, it's a lot to take in, hard to put it in a box.
It's really a testament to someone with a boundless curiosity, you know, finding connections between things that don't seem to go together at first glance. Spirituality, language, art, the very nature of being, it's all there.
It's like a glimpse into Ocean Duran's mind, a really unique mix of seeking, exploring, creating, and even using technology to share it all.
And as you go through the site, you start to see how these pieces fit together for them. It's like a personal philosophy in progress.
So as you're listening to this, think about those big themes. Sound, spirituality, dance, language. How do they connect for you? What are the living waters in your own life? This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Me too. It makes you realize how much there is to explore out there, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And how much we can learn from someone else's journey, even if it seems, I don't know, a little out there at times.
Exactly. Sometimes the most interesting paths are the ones less traveled.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap it up for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of living waters.
Thanks for having me. It's been a trip.
Until next time.
See you then.